The Biden administration has found a way to continue a federal ban on evictions during the pandemic, at least for now. The CDC's new moratorium on evictions announced yesterday came just a few days after the expiration of the previous one. The new extension is a bit more targeted, but it is also more likely to face legal challenges. Joining us now is NPR White House correspondent Asma Khalid. Asma, welcome.
Glad, thanks, Peter. Glad to be with you all.
Glad to have you. Now, this is an interesting turn of events because last week, with the moratorium about to expire, the president was calling on Congress to extend it, but there wasn't really any time to do that. So how did we get to yesterday where he's now taking the issue back into his own hands?
Well, I will say, Peter, it's been a bit of a convoluted story, and one to me that stands out because this White House has been masterful at messaging. And normally when there's a new policy that comes out, you know, they have a long, involved rollout. This stood out because it did not happen in that regard, right? You know, as you mentioned, there was this national eviction moratorium. It lapsed. It expired on Saturday at midnight. And the Biden administration had been saying that this was the purview of Congress. Congress was not able to act. It didn't have the votes to extend it. And so what happened is we were told in the White House press briefing room on Monday that the president, the Centers for Disease Control, which, you know, officially oversees this eviction moratorium, had tried to look at other avenues and basically felt that it did not have the legal authority for an eviction moratorium. And so, you know, we were told that they kind of tripled, quadruple checked avenues and did not feel that this was under the purview of the president to act unilaterally. And then, of course, we saw the announcement yesterday with the CDC saying that it had put out this more targeted, limited eviction moratorium plan.
So fill in some of the details. Who is protected under this new plan and for how long?
Well, it will go through October 3rd. So it is a two-month, essentially, extension. I shouldn't say extension, because it is more targeted. What we've been told is that this will specifically focus on places that have been hit by the rise of the Delta variant. As of now, this does affect places that are essentially about where 90% of the U.S. population lives. And, you know, the reason the administration is doing this is kind of twofold. One is they've said that they felt there was this moral imperative to act. But secondly, because they feel specifically that scientific evidence has shown that people who are at risk of being evicted are also at a higher risk of, you know, contracting the Delta variant because there are lower vaccination rates in those areas.
Even the president acknowledged yesterday that there could likely be legal challenges to this because the Supreme Court recently ruled that only Congress can pass a new law to ban these evictions. What do you think about that? I mean, how viable is this?
Well, look, you know, as you mentioned, the president acknowledged that whatever sort of eviction moratorium would be in place would likely face a challenge from the Supreme Court. And this is something that, you know, even proponents of putting this forth, you know, you think of someone like Missouri Congresswoman Cori Bush, who has been one of the most vocal advocates in Congress for doing something to extend this eviction moratorium. You know, she was asked on NPR earlier this week and also said that it's, you know, likely this would happen. But the reason she wanted action was because they felt like even if the Supreme Court acts and strikes this down, it might essentially offer tenants, you know, renters an additional little bit of breathing room for them to sort out what to do in the meantime. You know, there is some $46 billion of emergency rental assistance that Congress has put out there. And a lot of that money just hasn't been used by both renters or landlords. That's a long story. I mean, basically, there just have been hiccups in doling out that money. And this two-month extension, they feel, might allow for renters to be able to access some of that money.
You know, when you mentioned Cori Bush there, I'm thinking about President Biden's political choices as he weighs either letting the moratorium end or, you know, risking this extension that could very easily be challenged and perhaps overturned. I mean, what do you think the president was thinking about here politically?
You know, it's difficult, I think, for the president right now to navigate this climate where, you know, as you mentioned, it is likely to be struck down, as he has suggested, by the Supreme Court. And this goes back, we should point out, to the fact that this actual eviction ban, the prior federal moratorium on evictions, did actually go up to the Supreme Court. And in June, essentially, you know, it was upheld. But Justice Kavanaugh said that, you know, essentially didn't have, in his view, the legal standing once it was going to expire July 31st. That being said, there was a lot of progressive activism and frustration that the White House was not doing something to help people who could essentially be forced out of their homes if that eviction moratorium was ending.
And just briefly, you mentioned some of that money, the COVID relief money that had been out there, that is out there, unused for people who are at risk of eviction. What has the administration been doing, or what has it been doing to make that money available?
You know, so there is about $46 billion in rental relief that was allocated by the federal government. Very little percentage of that money has actually made it out to people. The Biden White House has said they are asking agencies to look into why there have been hiccups in distributing that money.
Asma Khalid, NPR White House correspondent. Thanks as always.
My pleasure as always.